producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. You know, many of you guys have been asking me about topical preparations when it comes to pain. And, you know, I usually like to pretend like I know everything there is to know about everything, right? And, you know, every now and then, there's just a small thing that I may not be able to answer for you guys. So, I'm going to be having a pharmacist on that talks to you guys about the, you know, topical type of preparations that are out there for pain and why compounding pharmaceuticals may be kind of the way we treat now in the future, as less and less people can't afford pharmaceuticals. With our new healthcare system and the way it is these days. Sometimes we just got to kind of cook it up ourselves. But I got to tell you, this is going to be pretty, pretty interesting. So I'm really excited as John Cook Pinnacle Pharmaceuticals joins us. All right, now, dental fillings could possibly rot our teeth. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense to me because I'm a huge proponent of dental fillings. But we have a study where they are finding people seem to have more decay after they get dental fillings. Where did this come from? We're going to talk about that. All right. Do you guys remember the little Vietnam girl in that iconic photo? Kim Phuc, 52 years old, who is kind of a symbol of some of the horrors that happened with the Vietnam War. This photo taken of her in 1972 where she was out in the middle of the street naked. Apparently she had been sustaining major burns, and the reason why she's crying is because she was walking towards the camera dealing with burns and, you know, had to, you know, have her clothes taken off from that. She is going to be doing laser treatment and to see if it helps some of the chronic pain that she sustained from this burn. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why my stupid computer still wants to do updates. Why does it always want to do updates when I'm trying to do my show? No, try... Remind me tomorrow. Let's just say remind me tomorrow. It better not remind me tomorrow when I'm on my show. Now, this blew my mind. Now, I remember learning about this in medical school, and I put this on Facebook and Twitter, and I wrote a story for Epic Times. But there's a dad, all right, who gave birth to a kid, and there was some question about the paternity. I'll tell you guys about this. Turns out his kid was really fathered by his unborn twin. What? I know, pretty spooky stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's just go right to the story, because this is pretty, pretty interesting, okay? You got a 34-year-old man and his wife, okay, or a partner, that made a baby with the help of a fertility clinic. Now, baby was born healthy, but the child's blood type was different than the parents. So the husband took an at-home paternity test. And I guess he was so, nope, you're not the father. The DNA didn't match. And he was like, whoa, 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 wait a second, what? All right. So they thought maybe the fertility clinic used the wrong sperm. Now, the clinic assured them there was no mix-up. So the couple got a lawyer. All right. And approached, I guess, let me see who. I think a Stanford University geneticist, Barry Starr. So Starr had the father and son take DNA ancestry tests. And they learned that the boy and his father were about maybe 10% genetically matched. But actually, the boy was fathered by the dad's brother. Now, the dad doesn't have a brother, but he must have had an unborn twin. And in utero, the dad absorbed the DNA. This is called human chimera, where you soak up the genes of a twin that was present in the womb. Now, this DNA hid out or was passed along in dad's sperm. So when dad's sperm was used for the fertility of the mom's egg, then for fertilizing it, that's how uncle's DNA got in there. Alright, you know, and I know some of you guys are like, well, you know, if anybody is gonna father your kid, rather it be your brother. I don't know if that's soothing at all. What was very interesting is the geneticist saw further evidence of chimerism, we call it, in the father's skin. He has two-toned areas in the skin, dark and light strips. Now, I guess, you know, CSI, I don't watch a lot of CSI, but I guess they talk about this a lot in CSI. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. And I got Daily Beast reports. Human chimerism is very common, but exquisitely difficult to identify, coming to light almost exclusively by accident such as this. Like, for example, you guys could actually have your sister or brother's DNA in you right now, but you don't know because nobody's ever asked. You guys give birth to kids, right? Nobody ever questions paternity. But in this particular case, a paternity test was done, you know, because the blood type was different. They're like, well, that's odd. Oh, you know what? Come to think of it, my kid's blood type is a little different, too. I may want to. That would be weird. Oh, that would be freaky. My kid's a B minus. I'm B positive, and I think my husband's B positive. I better figure this out. I just figured it might have been the Sparklets water guy or the UPS guy. But, I mean, it really was my husband that fathered my kid, huh? But I got to tell you, for some of you ladies out there going, okay, wait, but what's this human what? So I use it as, it's called human, I believe it's pronounced chimera. All right, so if your husband does not think the kid is his, blame it on him chimerizing with somebody in the womb and passing the DNA on to you. Just blame. You know what? We always know, we women always know how to turn it around, don't we? We always know how to turn it around and blame hubby, right? And I'm sure mom is like, wait a second. How come I'm having all this different type of DNA coming inside me? What's going on here? I do not need any more DNA. Okay, let's just, you know, keep it just one. I'd be confused too, but it happens. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We'll be right back. I'm a walking in the rain. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals open or closed no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I keep yelling at you guys to go to the dentist. I want you going at least twice a year, or if you ever have any issues. And one of the big things that I really, really love about the dentist is they stop tooth decay. Now, how do they stop tooth decay? Well, they're just superheroes, right? Super dentists. You know, everybody kind of, you know, gives dentists a hard time on TV and in movies and comedians and stuff, but I think they're really, really cool. Very, very sexy group of doctors, by the way, okay? Because they make you look good. They fix your teeth, all right? These guys are studs and gals, all right? And one of the things they do, all right, is they do fillings. One of the things. One of the thousands of things dentists do. And, well, what's a filling? Okay, well, you have a crack in your tooth, right, a cavity. Okay, right, it cavitates. Okay, so you have a cavitated cavity. in your teeth. And things get stuck in the cracks of the teeth, right? Not too good. Bacteria get in there. Sugar gets in there. The bacteria feeds on the sugar. It makes acid. And the bacteria want to build a little home. Okay? You know how you guys move into a home or an apartment and you're like, nah, you know what? I think I need to kind of move things around. Maybe I need to take down a couple walls. You know, I need to start, you know, Dahlia-izing this house and, you know, make it feel more like home. Well, the bacteria do the same thing. So when they start to do that with the teeth, it invades and invades and invades, and then it becomes a pretty, pretty bad, very, very bad tooth. So what dentists have to do is they have to clean that out. A lot of times they drill out the bad part of the tooth, and then they put fillings in there. So the fillings don't let bacteria and sugar get in there and, you know, set up shop again. And so your fillings leave kind of a smoother top surface. And sometimes they need to be changed out. But, you know, for the most part, they do good. All right. So there was a study carried out by experts in Oslo, Norway, going, oh, no, 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 no. We need to rethink this whole process, suggesting that fillings may increase the chances of decay. Researchers reportedly found that 6 out of 10 teeth alongside the fillings suffered decay after 5 years, with nearly a third of them needing a filling themselves. So they're saying your teeth around the teeth start to decay, so it's the filling's fault. And I'm like, wait a second. If you have one tooth rotting, it would make sense that the other tooth are going to probably rot also. I don't see why it's the dentist's fault. They think it's the trauma caused by having a filling may explain why teeth either side become susceptible to developing infections. Experts at the British Dental Association say the findings warrant a review. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, think about it, okay? If you kind of have little cracks in your teeth, why only one tooth? Okay, you could get cavities in multiple teeth. So if somebody goes, yeah, the other teeth start to get cavities, well, duh. You know, you get cavities. You're a cavity, you know, doing person. You get cavities. That's just what you are. Okay, that's your identity now. I want to blame. And, I mean, you know, any of you guys that have ever had fillings done by a dentist, they don't sit there and nick all the teeth as they finally get to your teeth like a hockey puck along, you know, the ice core. They specifically go to the tooth that needs to be dealt with. So I don't know what the heck they're talking about. The study published by the Journal of Dentistry was led by Simon Koppenrud of the Nordic Institute of Dental Materials in Oslo, Norway. And he said dentists have to be careful of the risks. Barely the research, I believe it's the magazine Express, Colton was saying the most important message is that if restoration takes place in one place, the problem of decay is not solved. It is highly possible that the intervention by the dentist causes a problem with the adjacent teeth. Well, let me see what else. More research is urgently needed to find out what dentists could do. Or why dentists could be causing these problems. They say the dental expert added that fillings were currently still the best option available to dentists, and he described calls for a tax on sugary drinks. Apparently, I guess in Europe, they're talking about taxing sugary drinks, and he says that's a no-brainer. They think that if you do a 20% tax over there, that would cut sugar consumption. I mean, I see that. That's a whole different subject. Let's finish with the dental thing, but then I want to talk about the sugar tax, okay? So, you're going to the dentist, all right, and you're concerned now because you hear this article and you're like, okay, well, filling, should I not get the filling? Should I get the fillings? This is the thing. You have a cavity, you got to get it fixed. Right now, fillings are the best things out there. Okay, what I'm wondering that the dentists are going to have to do is assume, all right, they're going to have to assume that a tooth next to it is probably already in the process microscopically, even though it's not picked up on x-ray yet. Most cavities are picked up on x-ray, or there's a test that they do where they could test to see with their little instrument if you have a cavity. And so when they could test the feeling of the tooth and, you know, even see the cracks, etc., you have a cracked tooth, that tooth is probably coming out, all right? I don't think they're going to keep it. But again, I'm not a dentist. I'm a family doctor, okay? So we'll get one of our favorite dentists back on to talk about this. But personally, I'm not worried. I would just say, look, get first, make sure you're going for your regular exams. The less cavities, the better. And if you have one tooth that has already started to decay, assume you have other teeth about to decay and make sure they're watching it. But I sincerely doubt that the technique most dentists use that are board certified are actually destroying your other teeth next to it. I do not think that's the case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what about the idea of the sugar taxes? I know we talk about it here in America all the time. I know I think elections are going to be in November or the following discussing taxing sugar. Will that work? Okay, I mean, if you wanted to go and let's say get some ho-hos or some cupcakes and you saw that the cupcakes were $5.25 instead of $5, would that stop you? No, it wouldn't. Okay, I mean, for me, when I want a piece of cake, I'm going to get a piece of cake. And the reason why I know this is prices have already gone up. We were at a restaurant, and they burned my fish, okay? And I ordered fish. And they felt so bad that they burned the fish. Oh, of course I ate it. I mean, I was hungry. I mean, I'm not going to wait for them to cook more fish. Never send your food back. Never. Because somebody could spit on your food. Trust me, I worked in a restaurant. So I was like, you know what? I'll keep it. All right? So I'm eating it. I'm eating around the burnt areas. And the waiter goes, look, let's get you dessert. I was like, really? All right. Okay, so I looked at the desserts, and the desserts were pretty expensive. I mean, they were like all of them over $5, $6, $7. To me, that's expensive. And even though I really didn't need the calories for the dessert, I definitely welcome and a free dessert. Okay, first, I love dessert. Second, I love free. So that was a no-brainer. But it's more expensive. I mean, you know, restaurants have been raising prices. And great waiter and, you know, great restaurant, even though they burnt the fish, but that's okay. Very, very excited that they gave us free dessert. That was really, really cool. But prices are already going up. So soda pop, right? I'll walk through the Target aisle or the Walmart aisle. And remember when you could get, you know, liters of bottles of soda for 49 cents? And then, you know, eventually it was 99 cents. We're looking at $1.50, $1.99 for a 2-liter thing of soda. So, I mean, you're already getting taxed. You're already paying more. And is it stopping people? No, it's not. You know, it should. But if somebody wants something, they're going to get it. Okay? If somebody really, really, really wants sugar, if I really want my ho-ho, if I really want my cotton candy, if I really want a margarita, okay, the price doesn't seem to stop you. Not at that level. And people will many times go, you know what, I'll skip the salad. Ma'am, would you like maybe some spinach, some sautéed spinach with your order? No. I don't want to spend a few dollars on a side because I want to save my money for dessert. You used to save room for dessert. Now you're saving money for dessert. Is there a problem with that? So what do I think would help to help stop the sugar? Stop the you know, I think, this is what I think would work. I think having daily weigh-ins. Many of you guys are running around thinking you're skinny. You're in denial. Okay, I'm in denial. I think I'm the hottest thing out there. Right? And then all of a sudden, I look in the mirror. I get on the scale. I'm like, oh. So I don't look in the mirror. And I don't get on the scale. I put my makeup on blindly. Many of you guys see lines and smudges. It's because I refuse to look in the mirror. I don't want to look at me and know the truth. Okay? I'd be too embarrassed. But maybe that's what we need to do. You figure out how much you weigh. If you really see what you do weigh, or you take some measurements, right, and you're kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word forced to do that, but you're required to do that, you know, I think that'll be enough to scare you going, you know what, I don't think I'm going to reach for the soda pop, or I don't think I'm going to reach for the candy, or I don't think I'm going to reach for the, you know, triple cheese burger with bacon on it. All right, guys. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about compounding pharmacies and what they do and what they can do for our pain epidemic that we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. I really do appreciate you joining us. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I apologize, it looks like my guest is not with us, but I want to quickly review compounding pharmacies, okay? Unfortunately, whenever we hear of compounding pharmacies. There's been some media attention, like with the New England Compounding Center that occurred, where we had that disaster where there was a fungal contamination of a steroid preparation and unfortunately caused multiple meningitis outbreaks. But compounding pharmacies are significant and so integral in the way that we are administering medicines these days that we need to learn about them, okay? Now, basically, what compounding pharmacies have been used for is to make drugs prescribed by doctors that are a little bit more tailor-made to you, okay? So, for example, let's say you just can't take regular estrogen, Premarin. Let's say you just don't tolerate the dose, so you need something a little bit more prepared for you. Or you want it in a form that's not commercially available. This is what compounding pharmacies do. They compound your pharmaceutical. And so, for example, they talk about here, let's say there's a child that needs a dose, let's say, that usually comes in adult dose. Your doctor is doing something off-label because he thinks that particular medicine is exactly what your child needs, so they need to titrate a different dose. Sometimes compounding pharmacies will do that. Or let's say there's a drug, and you are allergic to one of the components in that drug, but the rest of the ingredients you're fine with. So then a compounding pharmacy would make the proper dosage, or they would make the drug without the thing that you are allergic to. All right. WebMD has a real nice review on compounding pharmacies. Apparently, they say in the last couple years, there's been an upsurge. Okay. And you've seen more and more of a role of compounding pharmacies. Right now, there are 56,000 community-based pharmacies in the U.S. Half of them directly serve local patients and doctors. Some 7,500 compounding pharmacies specialize in advanced compounding services. So they make sterile products. So they make things like steroid shots, or things that have, that are, you know, used, let me see, intrathecally or epidurally or even IV. And so the FDA regulates them, okay? And they regulate pharmacies. You have state boards of pharmacies. You know, it's safe. The FDA regulates, quote unquote, the integrity of the drugs. The Drug Enforcement Agency also regulates compounding pharmacies. But, you know, if I could get the guest back later, I want to talk about what they do and why some of these compounding agents work. You know, whether it's topical, whether it's, you know, injectable, et cetera. And, you know, I've always been a proponent and encouraged and an advocate of having medicines tailor-made to you. It doesn't make any sense that we're giving all these people, whether they're male, whether they're female, whether they're 50 years old, whether they're 25 years old, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Latino, and we give them the same milligram prescription because that's what the pharmaceutical gives us. And, you know, maybe there's a combination that needs to be done. Now, luckily, there's plenty of pharmaceuticals where we can mix and match. So if I think you need, let's say, a calcium channel blocker as well as a diuretic, I can do that. Yeah, I could give you a couple medications. There's even combo medications, of ACE inhibitors and diuretics, et cetera, for your blood pressure. But, you know, everybody is different. And you'll have some people that react very nicely to a medication. Then you have others that don't. So the compounding pharmacy field is something that I think we are going to see a lot more developments in, because there's a lot of things that can be done. I know in my neck of the woods we have Pinnacle Compounding Pharmacy. They do great. They got medicines out there for migraines and neck pain and back pain and hormones and things like that. So you know what? Check it out. Talk to your medical provider and see what they can do. If it's something that you could utilize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now we're coming into the cold weather, right? Starting to get a little chilly. I love it. I love it when it starts to get a little chilly and crisp outside. And one of the reasons why we love it is because we like to get in our big flannel shirts with our big flannel blanket. We like to go up to the fireplace and drink our hot chocolate. I know some of you guys are really into eggnog and all that other stuff, but, you know, hot chocolate, a lot of us do year-round. And many people have been saying hot chocolate is healthy, because they say if you have dark chocolate, you have a lot of antioxidants. Well, unfortunately, we have a dietitian from Los Angeles, Jennifer Glockner, who says, no. She goes, when I reviewed the nutritional information for hot chocolate at popular coffee house chains across the country, it was hard to find a healthy, clean version. One, she says, hot chocolate is too many calories. What? She said it's going to depend on portion size and what kind of milk is used, but most hot chocolates range anywhere from 200 to 400 calories because they are liquid carbohydrates, and you're going to be hungry. No. She goes, if you can't resist, maybe do the smallest serving size, okay? If you're going to one of these places like, you know, Starbucks or whatever that I think has hot chocolate, which is delicious, by the way, ask for a smaller serving size. She also says they have silly amounts of sugar. Well, it's hot cocoa, okay? She says most hot chocolate powders on the market, as well as ones used by coffee houses, list sugar as the first ingredient with additional sugars disguised throughout the ingredient list. She says most range between 34 and 41 grams of sugar per 12-ounce serving, and that exceeds the daily recommended value, she says, in one fell swoop. I used to sit there in the 80s and open up my Swiss Miss chocolate hot chocolate packets, lick my finger and stick my finger in the packet and just suck on the chocolate stuff. And because I didn't like hot chocolate. I don't like hot drinks. I don't drink coffee. I'll only eat soup if I get to throw a bunch of ice in my soup to kind of cool it down. I don't like cold soup. Don't be giving me cold soup. Like, what's it called? Gazpacho or something like that. Yeah, I am not a cold. That really freaks me out. Cold soup or cold hot chocolate or cold coffee, I really wig out when I see something like that, so don't even go there. But I would just sit there and just, you know, lick the hot chocolate mix. Not the smartest thing to do. Too much sugar. They say do not add whipped cream or chocolate sauce to your hot cocoa. Well, then what's the point? Hot cocoa's supposed to have a bunch of whipped cream and marshmallows. She says they also have high or sky-high sodium. All right. Most 12-ounce hot chocolates contain 370 milligrams of sodium, which is 16% of the daily recommended value. What? That's a lot of sodium. All right. So try to get, I guess, low-sodium hot chocolate. You know what? I know. This stinks. This is what I would do. Just enjoy one hot chocolate and then no more for the rest of the season. Just do that, okay? I hate it when people try to healthify something that is our comfort food. Don't try to healthify it, okay? All right? Give me my hot chocolate, but I just won't have a lot of it. They also say they use heavily processed cocoa. Instead of using clean chocolate, most coffee houses and box mixes have Dutch processed cocoa powders, all right? Dutch cocoa. Well, what's wrong with the Dutch working on the cocoa? Sounds fine with me. So the cocoa has been treated to neutralize its acidity and make it taste less bitter. They say, unfortunately, this also significantly removes the flavonoids and antioxidants, which gives cocoa all its health benefits. They say, choose hot chocolate made with dark chocolate if it's available, because the dark chocolate is less likely to be processed. Okay? If you are going to make hot chocolate from scratch, use the unsweetened, non-alkalized cocoa powder, which tastes like crap. And then watch out for the surprise ingredients. Sometimes there'll be corn syrup, emulsifiers, anti-caking agents, stabilizers, and artificial flavors. I would love, like, a raspberry chocolate sort of drink. Doesn't that sound good? I want some hot cocoa. This study did nothing to sway me. Nothing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom working the dials. All right, so what about smoking age? And should we raise the smoking age to 21? Apparently pediatricians are saying yes, and we need to regulate e-cigs more. They say most people who smoke started in their teens. So they said, while the number of kids trying tobacco for the first time has declined since the 1970s, there are still new smokers every year, and kids' doctors want to do something about it. So the AAP, or the American Academy of Pediatrics, came out with a strong new policy statement that urges policymakers to raise the minimum age people could buy nicotine products, whether it's cigarettes or e-cigs, and they wanted us to raise it to the age of 21. The public health benefits of barring people under age 21 from buying these products, they say, could be tremendous, including 4.2 million fewer years of lives lost among the next generation of American adults. Now, this was according to a report released in March by the Institute of Medicine. They say setting a new minimum age nationwide, that study estimated will result in nearly a 250,000 fewer premature deaths and 50,000 fewer deaths from lung cancer among people born between 2000 and 2019. Teenagers, especially those between 15 and 17, most vulnerable to being addicted at the time while their brains were still developing. They say the study conducted at the request of the US FDA studied the predicted benefits of raising the minimum legal age for buying tobacco products, currently 18 in most states, and maybe raising it to 19, 21, or even 25. Can you imagine raising it to 25? I mean, at that point, why do it? The greatest health benefits would actually come from raising the legal age even higher to 25, like 50 years old. At which point the report estimates the prevalence of smokers among today's teens when they become adults would decline by 16%. The number of people who would not smoke if the age limit was raised to 21 is still significant. They think smoking rates would fall to 12%. They said even though fewer teenagers are using tobacco than ever before, more than half say they started smoking before they were 18. And the number of teens who tried e-cigs and hookahs tripled in 1 year. So the pediatric policy statement urges that the FDA regulate e-cigs and other electronic nicotine delivery systems to the same as other products. All right, so, I mean, would this work? I mean, all right, young people want to smoke, right? And, raising the legal age, I don't think is really going to do much because kids are just going to get other kids to buy them for them, or they're still going to take their parents' cigarettes, et cetera. But, it's something we could do. The e-cigs is what's really piquing my curiosity on how government is going to try to limit that one. All right, these e-cigs exploded, literally, too. But these e-cigs, I guess without a lack of a better word, exploded in terms of popularity, in terms of use, faster than I think we have the infrastructure ready for, just like legalizing marijuana. That's going to just, like a firecracker, explode as well. And then everybody's going to be smoking, and everybody's going to be happy, and then all of a sudden we're going to figure out what the ramifications are later. So when it comes to these e-cigs, these kids, I see kids. I'm like, okay, do you do any drugs? Do you smoke? No, I don't smoke, but I vape. I go, how old are you? 14. You're vaping? How are you getting? I just rip him a new one. So it's a concern. It really is. I had a nurse. I believe she was like 19 years old. And she said that she's addicted to vaping. I'm like, really? You just started it a month or two ago. But, I mean, it's a status symbol. People vape. It's a cool thing. I mean, I'm hoping, as we move into the next year, it starts to be a little less popular. So if they want to raise the age, I'm not going to be that opposed to it. I just don't think that's what's doing it. I think we really need to educate these kids on what nicotine does and why nicotine is bad. Right? But, and I keep saying this and I keep bringing this up. People know. Right? This is the problem we have. People know. And they don't care, okay? They know alcohol is bad. They know you're not supposed to drink and drive. They know that a nicotine addiction is ridiculous. I told you, you know how many people tell me they smoke because that's what keeps their weight down? Right? They know gosh darn well what they're doing. I don't know what the answer is, because when people are purposely taking things on like they are, like marijuana, we know there's risks, but they don't care. Okay, you know, we look at life much differently now. Okay, I think people don't think they're going to live forever anymore. I think people realize, look, you know, life is going to be full of ups and downs. And sometimes the best way to just, you know, get through life is to coast through. And this coasting idea, all right, you know, making things easier, helping you kind of, I don't know, escape reality. All right, that's very appealing to people. You know, we're not teaching our kids to deal with things head on. Do we, you know, ever teach our kids in school that they're going to get fired one day? Or they're going to have to contemplate bankruptcy? Or they're going to have the death of a friend or family member? Do we teach these kids that? No, we don't. Oh, you can't talk to kids about that. It's too dark. Many of them will not understand. You don't want to depress them. You don't want to give them a complex. No, 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 no. Okay, we need to teach our kids what real life is, and we don't do that. We say you got to go to college. We say you got to get a good job. We say you have to, get good grades. You can make money, and so you can, you know, we tell everybody how to get the job. All right? And I think we're training kids really well on how to get a job, but we're not training them on how to lose a job. I'm hearing that some of these people, when they are losing a job, they start to scream, they start to yell, they'll break things on their way out. Okay, well, how's that going to help you to get another job? We're not teaching kids to stop burning bridges. We're not teaching kids to realize that they should be lucky for what they have and not be griping about what they've lost. All right? I mean, I have to have that conversation with my kids all the time. They go, look, things could be worse. Things could be a lot worse. You guys are upset about X, Y, and Z, but look at what this family's going through over here. So, you know, people will say, well, Dahlia, that's the parents' job. The parents' job are the ones that have to ground them. The kids don't listen to parents. You think the kids listen to me? So I don't know how you would do that or how you would integrate that in, you know, a classroom setting. But I think, you know, this type of stuff needs to be taught. Okay? You know, how do you get through work if you have a migraine? Or if you have back pain. Okay, I mean, nowadays we have FMLA and sick leave, etc. But, you know, one of the reasons why we have such an issue and why we have to legislate is because kids don't know how to work through it. Okay? I don't want you going to work sick, and I don't want you going to work when you're having pain, etc. But some people, they have a little bit of a headache, or they have a little bit of anxiety, or they didn't get a good night's sleep, and they call out. Why are you calling out? All right, when are we going to toughen everybody up? And that's what I think we need to do. So here we are with the smoking, and maybe we'll raise the levels of the, purchasing age, et cetera. I would just really like to see a teacher or a vice principal or a principal or a counselor telling these kids to buck the hell up. All right? You're having trouble losing weight? You go hit the gym. You don't go and hit the cigarette. Okay? Your friends are smoking? Tell them they're idiots and don't put a cancer stick in your mouth. All right? Everybody's vaping now. Stop it. It's stupid. Costs you money. It we don't even know what the heck you're breathing in. When is somebody going to talk to kids like that? They don't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.